The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. The U.S. and communities like South Florida have seen fewer Central American migrants this year, but that's largely because Mexico is making it much harder for those migrants to get to the U.S. border. In this installment of our Migration Maze series, we look at the remarkable emergence of Good Samaritans along Mexico's migrant trail. The Miami Herald's Nancy San Martin was recently in Mexico, and her report on the Samaritans' work and its controversies is online, and she joins me now. Nancy, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me, Tim.
Can you tell us in what ways is Mexico cracking down on Central American migrants this year?
Well, following the crisis of last summer, Mexico agreed to put into effect Plan Frontera Sur, which essentially increases the number of immigration authorities on the trains that the migrants were using to get to the United States. So they can no longer pack into these trains as a mode of transportation. They also are detaining and picking up those that are found and deporting them.
This is a compelling article, and what struck me first was just how much these migrants do need Good Samaritans. Most migrants are fleeing poverty and horrific violence in countries like Honduras, and you detail how they then confront more gang assaults in Mexico. How rapists, for example, now hang underwear of their migrant victims like trophies.
That's true. What we found on this trip is that because they're no longer on the trains, walking great stretches of miles at a time, they are basically shaken down by gangs, but also by authorities who demand bribes. If they don't pay, they get beaten down. The women particularly are very vulnerable because there is an increasing number of rapes happening. But the reality is that the migrants are just staying longer in Mexico. They're awaiting what they're calling humanitarian visas so that they can continue their journey.
Here's part of an interview you recorded with Maralyn Barahona. She's the mother of a family of Honduran migrants awaiting one of those humanitarian visas in the southern Mexican city of Ixtepec.
Casi nos matan. Dijeron que eran mareros. No sé que más adelante nos iban a matar si no les dábamos $100 por cada.
We were almost killed on the trail. Gang members with knives and machetes said they would kill us if we didn't pay $100. Per
person.
We've been through a lot of suffering here.
So Nancy, what are the main things this Mexican Underground Railroad, as you describe it, is doing to alleviate that suffering?
There are a lot of casas de migrantes, so migrant shelters, all through Mexico that help migrants coming through either with a hot meal, a shower, a place to sleep, medical services, places where they can find information of what some of the rights they have. We saw a lot of victims unable to walk because their feet were completely covered with sores from hours of walking. And you have people that basically get down on their knees and scrape them clean. It's amazing.
But it turns out these Samaritans aren't all that popular with a lot of Mexicans. Why not?
Well, I think that there has been criticism in Mexico that will sound familiar even here. Why are they helping foreign nationals or people coming through when the needs in Mexico are high? I spoke to one nun at a shelter in Bojai who talked about that.
Sister Rosa Bogado.
They criticize us for taking in vagabonds and bandits, but I believe it's part of our human nature to help.
What was your personal conclusion as to why these Good Samaritans are doing what they're doing?
It is a very sad situation, particularly when you saw a lot of young children, because they simply can't stay home. It's not an option for them.
Thanks for your insights, Nancy.
Thank you, Tim.
Nancy San Martin's article on the Samaritans of Mexico's migrant trail and Patrick Farrell's photos are online at WLRN.org and MiamiHerald.com. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.